The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome, welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for taking a part of your day and tuning in. I appreciate it. And I will do my very best to make your time valuable. That's my goal every single day, whether you can spend 10 minutes with us or 2.5 hours. I want to get as much information out to you that will help you, encourage you, educate you, challenge you. I want to make sure that you are spending your time wisely. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, there is a new trend in church growth, and it's not necessarily growth. I'll explain what I mean in just a moment. For as long as I remember, the ultimate goal of churches was to get bigger, to grow. And obviously a huge part of that is the Great Commission. You know, the Great Commission. Go into all the world. And because of the Great Commission, churches have been trying to evangelize their communities. And obviously the belief is if you evangelize, you will grow, you will expand. And as we watched the explosion of the megachurch. And by the way, this started back in the 60s. The group that I grew up in, an independent Baptist group, at one time of the 10 largest churches in America, I believe 6 out of the 10 largest were a part of the group that I grew up in, this group of independent Baptists. 3 of them were here in Ohio. Akron Baptist Temple, for a time, they had the largest Sunday school in the world. Then there was Canton Baptist Temple. That's where Joy was a member. That's where we got married. There was Landmark Baptist Temple down in Cincinnati. Now, they were megachurches before the term megachurch was born. I suppose Akron Baptist Temple at its peak was running about 7,000. I think Kent Baptist Temple was running about 5,000. Landmark Baptist in Cincinnati was running probably about 4,000. And those were huge, huge churches back then. Then there was Detroit. Temple Baptist in Detroit was one of the 10 largest. And there was one in Hollywood, Florida. I don't remember the name, but the pastor was Al Janney. This was kind of the glory age of the independent Baptists here in America. And when Joy and I came to Columbus, Ohio in 1976, that trend was still continuing. Those were the days of the bus ministries. You know, the big churches would have 150 buses, and every Sunday morning they would go out and gather kids and so on and so forth. It was just a different era. When Joy and I came to Columbus, Ohio in 1976, I was going to build, not me, I was hoping that God would use me to build the next big, huge mega church in Ohio. Because that's what everybody's goal was. You wanted to be like those huge, gigantic churches because they got all the attention, they got all the news, they wrote all the books. They're the ones that hosted all the church growth conferences and seminars and so on and so on and so on. And that movement dwindled and it almost died of those huge, gigantic churches that I just mentioned, none of them have an attendance over 2,000. The one in Akron is just about to dissolve. It's about to go under completely. The one in Canton is still very healthy, but I don't think they're running 2,000. The one in Cincinnati, nowhere close to 2,000. That movement kind of dwindled. It reached its peak and then kind of dwindled when the charismatic, and I don't mean charismatic doctrinally, charismatic personality-wise, when the pastors died out, so and so on. Anyway, then came the truly mega churches. Joel Osteen, Rick Warren out in California, Saddleback in California. Lakewood Church down in Houston with Joel Osteen. And now there are probably 100, maybe 200 mega churches. A mega church has got to have at least 2,000 people. There are a number of churches that have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,000 people. And it seemed that that was the next trend. Joy and I used to go to First Baptist Jacksonville for their annual pastors' conference. Their auditorium seated 10,000 people. That was just their auditorium where the adults were. The children's building, there would be several thousand over in the children's building. So anyway, so that has been the trend since the 60s. Different groups, different movements, but that has been the trend. Almost all of the emphasis has been on bigger, 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 mega, 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 and now the multiple campus churches and so forth. Here is an article by Tom Rainer. Tom is one of the country's most respected experts on church growth and so forth, and here is his headline from today. Why smaller churches are making a comeback. Now, I suppose some people would find this discouraging. I don't at all. I don't at all. Why smaller churches are making a comeback. The article begins, smaller churches are poised to make a comeback. I'm serious. I see too many signs and indicators to believe otherwise. Yes, I know the facts, but I feel the winds of change. Before we look at those change factors, let's look at the size of churches in America. And then he gives some fascinating statistics, because again, almost all of the emphasis, all of the news is on the gigantic mega churches and the pastors of those mega churches. But when you get to the actual statistics of the size of churches, here is the unmistakable conclusion. God certainly can use the big churches, and he does, if they're preaching and teaching the word of God faithfully. If some of them are, some of them are not. If they are holding fast and true to the authority of Scripture, of course God can use the gigantic megachurch. But here is the unmistakable conclusion. Most of what God is doing in America is not in the megachurches. Not. Now, I bring this to you for education, but I also bring this to you to encourage those of you that are in a small church. If you're in a big church and they're faithfully preaching and teaching the gospel, Joy and I are members of a very large church, one of the largest churches in Columbus, and they're doing a phenomenal job. But the fact is, most of what God is doing is not in the big churches. I want to encourage you as well as educate, but I must take a break. And then I'll be back with some fascinating statistics from Tom Rainer and other church growth experts. We'll return.
today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I haven't seen the statistics on church size for several years. In fact, it's probably, it's probably been 10 years since I've seen any recent, 10 years. It's been 10 years since I've seen any authoritative research on church size in America. Here is the latest that Tom Rainer could find. And get this. The biggest percentage of churches in America, 0 to 49 in worship attendance. That's 40% of all churches in America. 40% of all churches in America have 50 people or less. The next largest percentage is those that have 50 to 124. That's 27%. So get this. 67% of all churches in America have less than 125 people in worship attendance. Let that sink in. 67% of all churches in America have less than 125. Then the mid-sized church, churches 125 to 249, 18% of churches. 18% of churches have 250 or less. What is considered a large church is a church running 250 to 499 in worship attendance. That is only 8% of churches in America. You notice that the percentage is declining. So when I was pastoring a church in Westerville, I thought I was pastoring a small church because we didn't have thousands. I was actually pastoring a large church. In fact, right at the upper limit of the large church. In fact, on special days, we would be a very large church. I didn't realize that. Very large is considered 500 to 999. That's 4% of churches. Only 4% of churches have more than 500 in actual worship attendance. This isn't membership. This is actually warm bodies showing up on a Sunday. The next level up is mid-mega. That's 1,000 to 1,999. Only 2% of churches in America would be considered mid-mega. 1,000 to 1,999. And then mega is 2,000 plus and up in worship attendance. That is less than 0.5%. Again, let that sink in. Mega churches make up less than 0.5% of all the churches in America. Now, granted, they get most of the attention. They get most of the publicity. The pastors who pastor those churches write most of the books on church leadership, church growth. They're the ones that are asked to speak at the big conferences. They're the keynote speakers at the big conventions and so on and so forth. But they make up less than 0.5%. Now, Tom Rainer is no slouch when it comes to being an authority on church growth and so forth. He is quite encouraged by this. He says 2/3 of churches have an attendance under 125. The smaller church is the norm, not the exception. And though the news has not been that promising for smaller churches in recent years, I do see some very promising signs for the years ahead. Why do I make such an apparent contrarian statement? And then he gives five reasons. Sounds strange. Number one, there is a revitalization of revitalization. The increased emphasis on church revitalization portends well for all churches, particularly smaller churches. Number two, more pastors are content in Christ at smaller churches. Quote, they don't see their present assignment and call as a stepping stone to something bigger. They love their churches and the communities they serve. That's huge. Because for such a long time, if a pastor was the pastor of a smaller church, he was convinced he was a failure. If you weren't a pastor of a big church, you were a failure. And almost all the pastors I knew who pastored small churches, their greatest desire was to get to a big church. So the small church was just a stepping stone. Evidently, that's changing. And that is good. Because the majority of what God is doing in America is happening in small churches. Number three, the church replanting movement will help many struggling smaller churches. Instead of closing, these churches will be given new life with the leadership and resources of another church. There is a movement to merge two tiny little churches that are really struggling, merging together to become one healthy church. And four, there is a renewed commitment to neighborhood churches. And that is a very good thing. So if you are in a smaller church and they're preaching the gospel, they're proclaiming the gospel, be as involved as you possibly can be. Be as helpful as you possibly can be. Support it with everything you have and realize you are a part of the majority of what God is doing across America. Again, 67% of all churches in America have less than 125, 40%. The largest group of churches, 40% of churches have 50 or less. That's encouraging to Joy and I. I've said this many times. It seems that God has called my wife and I primarily to smaller churches. Every once in a while, we get in a big church, and that's fine. We obviously wouldn't turn it down. But most of the churches we minister in are very little churches. And you know what? That's fine with us. Interesting research, interesting study, and I hope encouraging to all of us.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.